Have you been giving a lot of reaction to this
story? Yeah, and the thing is that it came in the midst of us talking about older drivers and the Sudbury snitch lines, so it's sort of right there on top of the pile.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's a fight that CARP just took on, and now with this ruling by the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal, is the win in the foreseeable future, or is this going to be tougher to fight?
Oh, it's going to be tougher because you have the entire insurance industry here in Ontario arrayed against you. But I must start, first of all, saying that in respect to the snitch line, we got that pushback, and we got a letter of apology from the chief up there, and he's going to support our call for remedial training. So that's a good thing. So little things like that can happen. In the case of the insurance rates, what we have here is the entire insurance industry in Ontario bound and determined to discriminate against older drivers. And do you know that in BC, where they have a provincial-owned auto insurance system, they do not discriminate based on age, not even against young men drivers, and they even give a discount for senior drivers.
Now, where we have the driving test in place for people who are over 80, does that not cover off making sure that dangerous drivers are off the road?
Well, that was the point. I mean, there are two separate things here, aren't there? One is to screen for safe driving, which is important at all ages, and we certainly support that. And separate from that, making it economically impossible to keep driving, which is the insurance company's issue.
Is now this actuary for the Western Assurance Company who said that the losses associated with the over 80 group are higher than any other, except for those under age 25. I mean, this would appear to be fact.
Well, actually, no. The thing is that there were a lot of issues where it depends on how you measure the number of crashes and the severity of the results. And that there are a number of studies that have shown slightly different ways of looking at the same set of facts. And so it was uncontradicted. It was unreviewed during the hearing. And so the driver who represented himself was well disadvantaged in bringing his case to court. So it is a shame.
So what does this mean for other drivers in Ontario over the age of 80? Are there next time they get their insurance renewal, are their rates going to be much higher?
Well, not next time. They already are. And they should have a good look and compare it to their younger friends. And in the past, the complexity and the rates that you get from one company to the next are so convoluted, you don't even imagine that you're being treated unfairly until you start comparing in a situation like this, and indeed compare with your counterparts in some provinces where they have government insurance. I'm not calling for that as such. I'm just saying that there are places where there's no distinction based on age.
And what about recourse then? What do you do if you see a similar situation than this 92-year-old driver? Is there any kind of recourse?
Well, it's very hard, but most of the companies will listen to complaints and will probably try to give some consideration. But they can write to the Insurance Bureau of Canada. They can also write to Fisco, and they regulate and give ultimate approval to the rate charts that the insurance companies come up with.